We've all heard that the eyes are the window to the soul, but are they also the window to the brain? I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Llewellyn Padiachi, professor of neuroscience at the University of Cape Town, is looking for a new way to examine this key part of our anatomy.
Probably the greatest goal in the modern era is a better understanding of the complexity that is peculiar to the human brain. While most brain monitoring techniques are invasive, time-consuming, and require extensive infrastructure, we have explored the potential of using ultrasound as a completely non-invasive, relatively inexpensive, ubiquitous brain monitoring tool. This modality, which uses sound waves reflected by the substance of the brain, is most beneficial when applied to children with neurological disease. In a resource-limited setting such as sub-Saharan Africa, we could spare these children the unnecessary exposure to harmful radiation, anesthesia, and surgery. Our study has demonstrated benefit in accurately assessing the pressure in the brain and the related blood flow dynamics of the eye. By merely placing a small probe over the eyeball, we are able to use this natural window to access information about the brain. As a result of our committed use of this modality, we have subsequently developed a novel dynamic technique at the Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital that has significantly improved accuracy while potentially decreasing the cost and complexity of historically used techniques. We have analyzed data from over 200 neurosurgical patients and have demonstrated the benefit of the current technique and most notably have introduced a locally innovative application that has been well received at numerous national and international forums. Our work has resulted in collaborations with centers in other African countries as well as the leading neuronavigation unit in Europe. The opportunity to take a ubiquitous tool and transform the quality of its application within a neuroscientific community to levels comparable with most advanced centers in first world countries is truly an inspiring prospect.
That was Llewellyn Padiachi of the University of Cape Town. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.